Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Thank you for calling. Sonia, did you say?
Yes, can I have your zip code to
what
locate
did you
your account?
Okay, 83440.
First and last name?
Gibson.
Is that the first name?
V-double-E.
V Gibson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, will it be under a different zip code or first and last name?
First and last name are the same. 83440 is my zip code. -3226, does that help?
No, ma'am. Do you have your order ID number?
All I have is the packing list and the package that they came in. Now, what number are you talking about?
Your order ID number from the actual order. It goes to your email.
That was like months ago.
Okay.
But let me tell you. You keep sending this to me, and I keep sending it back. Why do you keep sending more and charging my card for it?
Well, I wouldn't know that, ma'am, until I can actually pull up your account.
Well, will my account number be on my package anywhere?
No, ma'am. It'll be in your email.
How do I get this stopped?
Well, first things first, ma'am, I still need to pull up your account. I can't do anything or explain anything until I can pull up your account.
So I've got to go back through all my emails and find one that I sent to you to get an order number.
Okay.
There's no way for you to take my name, my address, and delete this order because you keep charging my credit card, which I did not give you permission to do more than once. Or the other thing I can do is block you from using my credit card. That's the other thing I can do. Why can't you find me under my name? My name is unique. It is not the same name you're going to have. No, has the name of V, and I always use it, V-E-E.
Yes, ma'am. I've searched with the zip code and the first and last name. I didn't pull up anything with that.
Then how are you sending me stuff if you don't have record of me?
Well, I didn't say that we didn't have record of you, ma'am. I'm just not pulling up your account with the information you're providing.
This is a scam.
It's no scam, ma'am.
Scam.
No scam at all.
Yes, it is.
Okay, do you have your order ID number so I can pull up your account?
How's that? Well, it's not anywhere in the stuff you're sending me. It's not in the sack. It's not on the page. It's not on the bottles.
Okay, do you have the first six and the last four of the card that's being charged?
The first six numbers of the cards being charged.
That's correct.
I'm not sure I should give that to you.
Okay. Well, it's one of the things that we ask for to pull up the account, ma'am. You're not eligible to give me any information unless you want to.
So if I give you the first six numbers of my credit card, you should be able to pull me up.
I'll need the first six and the last four.
Oh my gosh. Why don't you just ask for the whole thing?
I don't need the whole
One,
credit
two,
card number,
three,
ma'am.
four, six. The last four is 4964.
Okay, I'll need the first six as well.
514474.
And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
2469 North, 2000 West, Rexburg, Idaho.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Repeat the app.
Hello? Yes, repeat that shipping
Did you
address.
say repeat? 2469 North, 2000 West, Rexburg, Idaho.
Right, thank you for that. All right, I've located your account. Looks like you have the Rapid Keto with us, the Rapid Keto Burn and the Rapid Keto Cleanse. It looks like you ordered it back
But does
in.
it also show? I've sent you back these things twice, and on the envelope asked you to stop sending them.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am. Now, this company does have a no return policy. All sales are final, so I'm not sure exactly where those products went due to the company having a no return policy. But I can go ahead. Looks like when you originally placed the order back in October, where you paid the shipping and handling, you also began a 14-day trial. Looks like your trial period ended on October 23rd, so you were billed and placed on the auto shipment, where you receive them and be billed each month or until you call in to cancel. But what I can go ahead and do is get the account canceled. This will stop all future billing and shipping. Give me one moment. Still here, bear with me.
Pardon me?
I'm just letting you know that I'm still here. Bear with me, please.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Both your accounts have been completely canceled, so this will stop all future billing and shipping. You will get an email confirming of both cancellations. If you're ready to take it down, I can provide that to you.
Do you have my email address?
The email address we have on file is vtree24@yahoo.com.
Okay, just email me the information.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.